And see, then there's a whole other thing that adds in here to make things even worse. Yeah. So you got this kind of back and forth. And this is the case with German pietism. You know, you got, oh, we're being too scholastic again in the 1700s. We got to go back to more of a pious way. So there's this first big wave of German Lutheran pietism, guys like Spener and Franke and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get things more heartfelt. That's going on. But now when we come to the American context, there's another element that starts adding into all this, and that becomes the huge influence of the Enlightenment. And the Enlightenment has such a negative impact on all of this because it makes the scholastic stuff even more cerebral, and it makes the pietistic stuff even more pious because it's all becoming inwardly focused. Mm. It's on me and what I discover, what I know, what I feel, what I experience. And that's kind of the real heart of what we would call the American pietism. It becomes coupled up with this Enlightenment emphasis, and now it becomes far more important than being part of a community and part of the church is me and my walk with Jesus, me and my relationship, my personal relationship, and all that kind of language. It's not in the Bible. It becomes standard in our American way of thinking, and so it becomes highly personalized instead of much more corporate, the way the church has always operated.
Yeah.
Woo.